The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshawn Blyden here. Well, the Republicans have a plan. And what's the plan and what it's all about? Well, it is to bury Biden's student loan forgiveness program once and for all. Let's see what this plan is, shall we? Congressional Republicans are looking for ways to fight against President Poopy Pants Biden's plan to cancel billions in student debt. According to the Wall Street Journal, Republicans plan to use the Congressional Review Act, which allows Congress to strike down regulations within a set time frame. The act would force Democratic lawmakers to pick a side on the legislation, even though Biden would most likely strike down an attempt by Congress to halt his $400 billion plan. GOP lawmakers can use the Congressional Review Act after the Government Accountability Office confirmed that Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loans constitute a federal regulation subject to the Administrative Procedures Act, allowing it to be overturned through a Congressional Review Act resolution. Senator Joni Ernst joins the bill. Cassidy and John Cornyn to put the plan in motion, putting pressure on centrist lawmakers who are up for re-election next year. President Biden's student loan scheme does not forgive debt. It just transfers the burden from those who are willingly took out the loans, including myself, this is true, to those who never went to college. It's just like what they're doing in New York, that stupid governor, I forget his stupid name, something Adams, I don't remember his first name, but he wants to let illegals go to college for free. And it's not free. The New York people are paying for that. Nonetheless, people who never took out college loans or sacrificed to pay their loans off, Cassidy said. The resolution prevents these Americans whose debt look different from the favored group that Biden administration has selected from picking up the bill for this irresponsible and unfair policy. Senate Republicans can use the measure with only 30 senators supporting it. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on Biden's program sometime in June. The measure would only need a simple majority to pass, and not all Democrats are on board with Biden's plan, such as Senator Joe Manchin and Catherine Cortez Masto. I'll review the full text of the CRA when it is released, but as I said before, I disagree with President Biden's executive action on student loans because it doesn't address the root problems that make college unaffordable. This Democrat makes sense. I was gonna say that before I read this. I was gonna say, to begin with, the amount of money they charge for college is outrageous. That has to be reined in, especially if it's a government or state college. It has to be reined in. Something has to be done. These prices are outrageous. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, you don't have to go to these colleges if you know how much they cost. And you are correct. You don't have to go to these colleges even when you see the price tag on there. That is absolutely true. But it's still just outrageous, and something has to be done to rein them in, because it's just outrageous how much it costs. It really is. So we'll see what happens in June. But this, I don't think that this is a winning issue, because I mean, I don't know. It depends on what side of it are you on. Are you one of these persons who voted for Poopy Pants because it was a campaign promise that he was gonna eliminate student death? I mean, that's just crazy. So he pretty much bribed you that, hey, listen, you vote for me and I eliminate student debt. That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. It would be like Trump saying, okay, if you vote for me, I will send you to college for free. You know, it's the same thing. So you shouldn't be bribing anyone to vote for you. And I maintain 2020 was a legitimate election, but I'm going to leave it at that. Not going to get into it. It's probably why YouTube pulled my political bomb show to begin with. They didn't like my opinions and my facts that I came up with, because I have a brain and I can see things that were happening in the middle of the night. But no, they didn't want to hear that. So they eliminated my political bomb show channel. That's how it works. They want to silence you and cancel you because you are not toeing the line. You're not toeing the line. Just close your eyes and be blind. Nope, nope, not gonna happen. Not gonna happen. Anyway, that is something to look to see what's gonna happen in June, to see if indeed, well, I'm gonna probably know anyway. Because even if I don't keep up with the story, I'm sure if something happens, I will get an email or something from the government telling me about my student loan. I'm sure that that's going to happen. So we'll see. I don't think it's fair, because it's just like the article said. You're transferring the money, the loan, from one person to another, to people who didn't even go to college, to people who didn't want to go to college. Just like Adams in New York there, no one asked to send these illegals to college, but you got to pay for it. It's just an upside down world. It's just pathetic stuff. Pathetic stuff, man. I don't know how we're going to survive. But like I did this story, because I'm always railing against the Gen Z, saying that they're entitled. But there was this one police officer, he was 19 in Georgia, and he stood up for his Christian rights. He basically believed in what the Bible definition of marriage is, between a man and a woman. And homosexual marriage is not a marriage, is what he said on his own time. And they suspended him, and when they brought him back, I can't think of his name right now. You'd have to go to Swell and follow at REHDOGG, and you'll see the story there. But when he came back, they essentially said that we're going to have a new policy, and if you don't think you could abide by the policy, then you should resign. So he ended up resigning, and he's contemplating whether or not to do a lawsuit or not. I would do it. I would definitely do a lawsuit. Jacob, I can't remember his other name, but his first name is Jacob. But anyway, just go on my Swell and check it out there. Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. There are to corrupt you. Political bombs, political bombs, so come on, people, let's go. Political bombs, so come on, people, let's go.